Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great broadcast to start things going. Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, of course, he's affectionately known as, not affectionately, he is a sheriff, was a sheriff. He will be here, and we're going to do it on video. So we're going to record it. And it's really working with Sheriff, that Houston meeting, kind of how everything went out of that and setting up these different meetings, how the coronavirus kind of kick us right in the teeth and putting a stop to, you know, we've talked about this. It made us kind of, what are we going to do? Are we got to do some kind of video. I mean, we got to go to remote to video to try to reach people. We did a video interview with Jordan Maxwell last week. We got really good response, really fast. People like videos. They like to see. I mean, this is the type of world that we live in. I've been very hesitant to do it for a variety of reasons. We're going to do it. We're going to do a video interview of Richard Mack. On radio, you'll hear it just like normal. And your mission, if you choose to accept it,
get the message out.
Is to take that video that you're going to get. We're going to email it to you. That's why you need to sign up for the email list or just go to YouTube and share it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
easy.
It's a big thing. Yeah, it is easy, but it's very important.
But it's something you can do and important.
I don't know if there are 20 more important. If America is to succeed, if we're to overcome, if we're to carry our inheritance here through this transition that's coming, if we are to do it, Richard Mack is got to be one of the maybe 10 most important people in America for that. Maybe 5 most important. Literally. For real. And we'll get into that later today and in that interview. And of course, we got Uncle Kevin here riding shotgun.
Good to be here, Dan. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got the Bill of Rights over here. It's not in the refrigerator. I got it right here on the desk. I got another one on the refrigerator, too.
And I got my PMR 30 on this hip and my 45 on the other.
Just in case.
anybody wants to dance, you know.
Just in case. Line steppers.
Yeah, any habitual.
I only
take out habitual.
Habitual line steppers.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of them.
They are a lot.
Take your pick. Where do you start? Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're going to do news. If you want to call in, please let me know what's on your mind, your perspective. Of course, everybody's still buzzing from the Dana Lestelin webinar. If you got questions about that, comments about that, anything that's going on, anything that's hitting your mind, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Feel free to call in. We were going to have Crypto J was going to be on today. He had to reschedule, so we got Richard Mack on short notice.
A lot of questions for Crypto J.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
And after that Daniel Estelin webinar, Mary's been in the corner in the fetal position ever since.
That's not good. Let's get to the news. Let's start with your story. Go ahead. Start with your story there.
Italian, this is really good news. Really, really good news. I'm excited about this.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, Italian politicians demand Bill Gates. You mean that evil, crusty demon Bill Gates? Yes, that's exactly who I mean. Arrested for crimes against humanity. The FDA shuts down Bill Gates-funded coronavirus testing. That's another great, great thing. And the Italian politicians have demanded the arrest of Bill Gates in the Italian parliament. Sarah, it's a hard name to say, Cuniel or something, a member of the Parliament for Rome, denounced Bill Gates as a vaccine criminal and urged the Italian president to hand him over to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity.
Whoa.
That's awesome. I mean, when is that, you know?
And I think she also went on to talk about ID 2020.
Yes.
She went on to talk about that, so it wasn't just the vaccine. She went
and Japan is talking the same way. Japan said the same thing.
Yeah, so there definitely is a split. You have people, different countries, high representatives of countries coming out. It's becoming news. This is
monumental news.
That, of course, goes on the heels of the news of Trump and the military and the vaccines. I got tons of emails. I did not respond. I talked to Daniel Estelin. It was brought up to Daniel Estelin at the webinar. If you remember the webinar, if you were listening, He said, well, that's probably just, he said, we'll see. He said, that's probably just election rhetoric. I don't believe it. That's basically what he said. Mm-hmm. I hesitated. I kind of feel the same way. And then he came out over the weekend and said what?
He clarified it.
And said what?
He said, yeah, we're going to have vaccines if you want one. Anybody who wants a vaccine, you can get one, but it's not mandatory.
Now, one thing that does trouble me, not one, I got more than one, but something kind of related to this that does trouble me is TSA is now going to take your temperature at the airport.
And isn't that they just stick a little gun on your forehead?
So?
They stick their hand down their pants. They're still sticking their hand down their pants.
But so? It's the beginning. And it's only going to be, it is going to only be in certain airports. Doesn't that sound a lot like the scanners that they had? Well, it's only going to be in certain airports. We'll start in Boston and New York and that, you know. So I don't like it because it's just another intrusion.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's against the Fourth Amendment.
It is.
They have no right, no suspicion. There is no probable cause for them to take your temperature.
Nope.
Your temperature, your vital signs are your business.
And it's against HIPAA, too.
How's it
against
HIPAA?
The HIPAA laws.
How's it against HIPAA?
Because you have a right to privacy in HIPAA. You don't have to tell people about your health.
That's another good point.
It's a great point.
I didn't even think about that.
It's a great point. You don't have to tell people about your health.
Let's read the Fourth Amendment again. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation. Okay, somebody's got to come up and say, Uncle Kevin's about to get on the plane, and he has coronavirus.
Right.
And I know he has coronavirus because of XYZ, and I'm going to swear to it, put my hand on the Bible, so to speak, and I'm going to sign my name to it.
That's right.
That would give them probable cause. Then say, okay, there's a national threat here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody swearing, testifying, an affidavit that he's got coronavirus. We're going to take his temperature.
Yep. That's the only way they can do that.
Okay, this is, the Bill of Rights is our protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next thing that comes to your mind is, okay, what else are they doing? Are they going to check for vaccine stamp too? Is that next?
That's next, yeah.
Well, it's not a hard leap, is it?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
What's the other story you got there?
Just
a little tip. Whenever you come up with a hard name, you know, to read.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
What?
Just make it up. Go ahead. Go ahead. Next story.
That's very good. That's very good. A U.S. country's collective call for investigation into coronavirus origin. The WHO.
Let me put a story with this. Beijing, meaning China, Beijing dismisses, quote, premature, let's say it's premature, quote unquote, call for inquiry into Chinese coronavirus origins. Well, China, many people, James McKinney was on, talking about the people he know, they think America made it.
I think they're right. I think it was made in North Carolina and shipped over.
Maybe the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly the beginning of it. A landmark study came out about the saying it was by bats in a wet market. The study came out said exactly what you just said. This is ridiculous. They said it did not originate there. What they also said, which was really provocative, was that the virus was human ready. So normally when a virus comes from, you know, transfers from bats or animals into humans, it takes, there's a transition period where it has to develop, mutate, whatever, that you can trace it, blah, blah, blah. With this virus, there was none of that. It was human ready.
Yeah, right.
So we're trying to be told now this virus that originated in bats, it came out of the bat, human ready.
That's right.
Impossible.
Impossible. I heard somebody else talking about it and saying it'll take 8,000 years for that virus to, if left alone, jump from bat to human.
Go with your next story.
All right. Trump vows, this is another great story. Trump vows to strip radical left of total command over Facebook, IG, Twitter, and Google. President Trump has vowed to break the radical left's apparent control over social media platforms. Earlier, the president thanked his keyboard warriors for their support as they accused the tech firms of censorship.
Why is he waiting? What is he waiting for?
I don't know. Maybe he's got Tourette's.
If I had Tourette's, I think that would encourage him to get the job done.
I'm a little frustrated with him. You know I'm frustrated with him. Not as much. Not as bad as you, but I'm frustrated.
I'm not frustrated with him. I just look at him differently than
right,
you do.
That's true.
It's not that I don't. I support Trump.
You think he's controlled opposition?
No. I think he's opposition to the plan. I think pretty much what Daniel Esselin is probably fairly accurate. There's a separate system going on, and he represents a separate control grid. And
he's brought in,
and part of that is America First is part of that, because they're going to have regional economies, because all the globalism is dead.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton is a figurehead for the other one. If you want to,
Oh, I heard she's back.
Okay,
have you heard that?
Well, so are zombies. I mean, I don't know. So she's Hillary Clinton represents the other, that they want to basically just destroy the world to control mm-hmm. people because there's too many. So he represents something different. Do I support Donald Trump? Of course I support Donald Trump. When he does something that's really good, and he has done a lot of things good, I am effervescent in my praise for Donald Trump. When he does something I don't like, I say it.
Okay.
Isn't that pretty much how I've went so far? I waited on this vaccine thing because I was I did not think that he was saying...
Well, excellent. Excellent.
And I just didn't believe that. And so now he's clarified it, and I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, he ain't going to do it.
His son was damaged by vaccines.
His son was.
And I have some contacts. I don't know Donald Trump, but I have some people who do know somebody who knows Donald Trump. And he is, I am being told he is, I mean, you can imagine if your son was damaged by vaccines, how you'd feel about vaccines.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's how I think he feels.
Trump reinstates law making it a felony to encourage and help people to come stay into the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court reinstated a law making it a felony to allow people to come into or stay in the U.S. illegally.
Well, I know they haven't enforced this for how many years?
It's on here, but they reinstated it. And you cannot give them any money. Like Pelosi is
a quarter,
or
quarter,
or half of Georgia, like they plan on giving. So that's another huge bill. That a huge thing.
We'll see if he does it. Yeah. I mean, they're sitting there taking temperatures of Americans at the airport, but the border's still open. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I heard it was shut down.
It's not shut down.
Almost completely.
That's not shut down. It's not shut. Okay. If that's true, fantastic. Well, again, the question, same as the last one. What took them so long?
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't know.
Let's go to the caller. We got a caller today. Who do we got? Who's the first caller, Todd? Bob in Kansas. Our good friend Bob. Kansas. Welcome back. You're live on the air, Bob. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have bats in their belfry on that coronavirus.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know, stop and think. It's not just American or China. They're all in on it. All the leaders of all these countries are in on this.
Absolutely.
Or else they wouldn't have shut the whole world economy down.
I had this discussion with somebody who was kind of, I don't know. Well, that's a conspiracy theory to say the world's in on this. And I said, how in the world did they shut the whole world down like that then, if they're not all entangled at some level? And that really puzzled them.
Stephen Greer said they bribed 10 million people.
You know, they had to shut the economy down, and the bankers, they didn't want to get blamed this time. So this is a good excuse.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
You know, exactly that's what went on. Now, the other thing I was going to tell you about was, your uncle was real mad about this guy. You know that sheriff's deputy that hid behind the car while the kids were being killed down in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, in Parkland.
Yeah.
In Parkland, yeah.
You know what happened to him, don't you?
He got promoted.
He got reinstated with pay.
Yeah.
Who didn't know that?
Yeah, who didn't know that?
I didn't know. I just saw that the other day, a couple days ago.
No, we didn't bring it up. We didn't talk about it on the news. I don't even like to bring up that guy. I guess we should.
That guy's a scum.
Well, I don't know if he's a scum or not.
That just shows you people leading us are, the people leading this country are sick, mentally ill people.
Yep.
I don't care what anybody says.
I think you're good. I think you're probably onto something. They're certainly power hungry. Now, this policeman, now looking at its face, not trying to read into it, if I looked at it and I said, you know, okay, the guy was scared, or the guy was waiting for backup, or the guy, you know, I can see, I wouldn't, but I can see somebody making some sort of an excuse for this guy. Maybe let's put him on a desk job. Let's not fire him. I can see that. I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying I could see that. What I can't see is this guy in, what was the state? What was the story? The people were at the park, and he says, you need to get out of here. So, well, I don't need to get out of here. What law? He says, I'll arrest you. You're going to arrest me? Yeah. On what? Well, I'll make up something.
Yeah.
Who are they going to believe, you or me? Now, that cop should be immediately
fired.
Well, I mean, should be done.
Daniel, that cop you're complaining about is exactly the kind of cop he was.
Well, I don't know that. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
We know that he was a coward.
Have that attitude. Now, if he is man enough to run toward the sound of the guns and save people, protect people like he says he's going to do, but he doesn't need a job. He needs to go out on the street and bum money and clean windows and not ever have a job.
Golly, Bob. But geez, Bob.
I mean, in fact, if it were me, I'd let him back on the department and then take him out and shoot him somewhere and make it look like a bad guy did it.
Goodness, Bob.
But, and the FBI is going to be knocking on your door later on tonight.
Yeah, Bob. Let me ask you, that guy,
how many children died? How many young people died?
Oh, I know. I couldn't live with myself.
I don't know what the truth is anymore about these things. I'm not, and whoever's listening, I'm not saying nobody died. I'm not saying anybody died. I'm saying I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what happened down there.
Wasn't there about 5 or 6 minutes?
If you're a cop and you don't run to the sound of the guns to help save people and stop it, you don't belong.
You're in the wrong
there.
Business.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court has already ruled that they do not have a duty to protect you.
That's exactly right.
You know, they say that.
They got sued.
They say that on the side of the car, protect and serve, but the Supreme Court ruled they don't have any obligation to protect you at all. Did you know that?
They're protecting and serving the system the bankers run.
Bingo. Exactly. I mean, that's what we talked about last. Did you hear me last week when I was talking about I can't back the blue anymore out of hand? Did you hear me say that? What's your feelings on that?
I think a lot of them are just bewildered and they don't know what to do, and a lot of them are really bad. I look at it this way. They're people. They're human beings. And if we got 60-70% bad people in the country, really dishonest, wicked people, then you're going to have 60-70% of the cops dishonest and worthless.
Well, Bob doesn't think much of America, does he?
Because of all those immigrants.
I think most of America.
That's what Bob said.
I think most of America is degenerate and cowardly and worthless.
Slovenly.
And stupid.
I really think too.
So.
Not necessarily people listen to your program, but overall, go look around. Don't.
I've been to Walmart, Bob. Right. I've done this exercise before. I'm just not saying anything, Bob. I'm just listening to you.
Just go to Walmart at midnight.
You know exactly that's what it is, and people like that are going to get conquered. And we are conquered.
I would agree with that. I would agree. See, that's what keeps me, you know, I can see this like you're seeing it. We may see things a little different, but I see the same thing. And there's certain things are important, and I understand what a very precarious position we're in because of certain beliefs and ethics and ideas. And these things are just, they're hard to overcome when you have as many people as we do that think that way. It's just hard to overcome.
Look, Daniel, they don't want to give up their wickedness. is too much fun. They don't want to give up their wickedness and be responsible people. And as long as you got people like that, and you know the communists knew that, they knew they could degenerate society to a point they'd be easy to take over.
Well, that's Luciferian doctrine. That's not just communist doctrine. Right. That's Luciferian doctrine.
But yeah, I think communism comes from Luciferian.
Sure.
I think it is
you're 100%. Ding, ding, ding.
But they don't. But they don't. These people would have to repent hard, big time, to Jesus Christ, get their heart right, and then wake up and ask him for wisdom, and then look around and start saying no.
Well, the first thing they need to do, I mean, to hope for people to come to Jesus.
Get your heart right with God first. That's first.
What they have to do first, what they have to do for this country to be saved, what they have to do first is they have to honor the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. And that has to be important to them. And as they do that, they will come to God. That's our head. That's like our bumper on a car. You got bumpers on cars so the car doesn't get damaged. So the bumper is the Bill of Rights. So we need to get them believing in the bumper. And as they believe in the bumper, that will support everybody else. And Christianity and morality and decency can grow. But now the bumper's caved in. And so now everything's poking in on the rest of the car. It's hard to even drive down the road anymore.
Daniel, first off, my belief is God, family, and then country. Because without a God, there's nothing. And without a family, there's no reason to have a country.
I agree with you. We're in agreement.
So for the lights to come on where nobody's home, they have to get that light inside from the Holy Spirit, and then go from there and honor the law of the land, and that's what I mean. But they got to clean up first. I'll see you later,
Bob. There's the music. God bless, Bob. Buddy. There's Bob. Bob thinks we need to repent and return to God.
People out on the sidewalk and start preaching this.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Mother Earth Minerals, True Ought. I love his products. We haven't really talked about it enough or had him on enough, but we have the Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals back in. And that's got like everything. Most things. Boron, calcium, magnesium, the potassium, copper, zinc. Don't quote me on that. Call the Power Mall and ask him. But it's got all those things together that you need. And you get it. I love, one of the reasons is because it goes straight into your bloodstream under your tongue.
Right.
And not through your system.
I love taking those vitamins. Put them underneath your tongue. I love it.
The REM Sleep, of course, the Tranquil formula on sale over at the Power Mall. The Living Clay from Perry A. The Silver Solutions. The OptiVita Vitamin D. Very important essential digestive plus. Vitamin E. High Zorb Q10. Prostrex. All at the Power Mall. Willard Water, all at the Power Mall. The Grown by Nature products, we've got a variety of them, which are fantastic, which are whole food, amino acid bound. If you remember talking about that, they're bound to amino acids and proteins, so you actually digest them. They're whole food. It's not, you know, if you take iron, you know, Frosted Flakes has iron in it. You know, or Kellogg's Corn Flakes has iron in it. Yeah, you put it in one of them spinny things, and the iron flakes will come out. It's got, yes, it has iron in it. You are 100% right. Not that it'll help you, but it has iron in it.
And last night, I woke up at 7:30. I slept the whole night.
For the kidney support?
The kidney support.
The heart drops.
Amazing.
The kidney support.
Amazing.
The CardioCom. All essential.
That's the first time I've done that in 20 years.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing, that stuff.
That is amazing. Let's get to... Oh, you do have a caller. Franken... anyway, the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, for your purchases, your donations.
Absolutely.
We're here because of you. We have a caller, Franken, Ohio. Franken, Ohio, what's on your mind? You're live on the air, Frank.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Daniel. Hey.
Absolutely.
First of all, I would no more attack you than I would attack Thomas Jefferson or Alexander Hamilton or John Adams.
Excellent.
I would never attack you. I'm very proud of you. First of all, people have to understand, if you go to Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The most important thing is to come to the acknowledgement of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the most important in all our lives. And that's the most important. I love the Constitution. It's God inspired, given unto men to form a more perfect union and a better government. So I am a constitutionalist. I'm a nationalist. I was tickled pink to see Italy and other countries calling for the arrest of our buddy Billy Gates.
Yeah, that was big time.
They should have put George Soros on that list, too, and some others. But
well, some have.
Start.
Some countries have.
Yeah. They got warrants out for them.
But I think we need to go to the heart of the matter. With my understanding and all I've gleaned over the many years, the United Nations is
got
what we need to attack.
Yeah.
Let me interject a second. Let me give you a concept, an idea that I think is extremely important. And we've had this discussion. I've had it with many people about who the enemy is, who do we need to focus on, whatever. And the overarching answer, there's that word again, overarching answer is we don't need to attack any of them. We need to focus on what we are presenting. Because what they've done, just like Buckminster Fuller said, just like Socrates says, if you want to fight a system, you don't fight it. You create a competing system and then bring the energy to that. That's what they've done. United Nations, they've pulled away from the Constitution and now put our energy towards the United Nations. What we need to do is just the same thing, just the opposite. Same thing our founding fathers did is say, no, we're not supporting that anymore. It's not that we fight it. The way to fight it is ignore it. You ignore it and put your energy in the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights we can all agree on as Americans. The religion, I can't even, if you had a room, you have 10 different people from 10 different religions in a room, they can't even agree on one verse of scripture. And I'm not, I agree with everything you just said about Acts. I agree with everything you just said about God. I agree with you. We're in agreement. But you get 10 people in a room, they couldn't even agree on one scripture or 10 different religions. What they should be able to agree on, and absolutely can agree on, is law, or they got a mental problem, is the Bill of Rights. That's my point of how crucial this is right now. And the overarching supposition of the Bill of Rights is that we're endowed by God. So we're endowed by God, so the Bill of Rights is exactly what we hold the government to, because we believe in God. Okay, can we at least agree on that? So that's where our power, what they've done, meaning these controllers, the UN agenda, whatever, is they've constantly subdivided us and get us argue over not meaningless things, that's the wrong word, but just get sidetracked arguing about things. All the while, they keep pumping energy, 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 and they are completely unified. It is stunning to watch these people who behind the scenes will argue about 80% of the things. About 80% of things, they're vicious, they're vindictive, they're greedy, they're this. But on the 20% they agree on, they're like absolutely lockstep, will not deviate, whatever, absolutely convicted, will not turn right or left.
That's right. And on every station, they say the same thing.
They say the same thing.
Same thing. Yep.
And so you wonder, well, how did they do this? Well, they have conviction.
Yeah.
They have unity. And we're sitting here arguing about what is the antithesis to the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights? The antithesis to that is not the Bible. The antithesis to that is the Declaration of Independence. That is the antithesis. That just happens to be the charter of this country.
That's right.
just coincidental. Just so happens to be. Yeah. And the greatness of our founding fathers, what they accomplished.
That's right.
And our inheritance. Based on the Bible.
Yep.
So that is the antithesis. So what is the power that will overcome the United Nations? It's not fighting the United Nations, because they're too powerful. They're too strong. They got too much money. They're too infiltrated. They're whatever. We need conviction. There's enough Christians in this country. If they'll just get convicted about anything, then it'll be done. Abortion, I don't care what it is. If they will just get convicted about something, it will be done.
Bingo.
We can't get unified about anything. What I have surveyed, in my opinion, the only thing that will save us, per se, obviously God, you know, obviously I believe God, what have you, the only thing that will save us politically is unification behind our charter. not fighting communists, not fighting the boogeyman, not fighting chupacabras, not fighting aliens. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant on some level. It's irrelevant who's out there, because the our progenitors, they just pushed out their idea and they put their name on it and their life and their sacred honor and their fortune, and they said, "This is it. This is what we're doing." That we're putting it all on the line, Earth be damned. We don't care. King be damned. Britain be damned.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. And we believe the providence of heaven will unite with us in this effort. And I'll be, that's what happened. And so what will save us now? The exact same thing. Most of America believes in the Bible. Where is it getting us? That, and by saying that, I am not disparaging the Bible.
Right.
I am not. What I'm saying is, it takes conviction.
We need something to unite.
We need a convicted, united effort. Absolutely. On something that we don't fight the United Nations. We make them irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that by a convicted force of energy going towards our charter.
Yep.
That's my feeling. That's Sheriff Mack's feeling. We're going to have 100%. Sheriff Mack coming on to talk about it. Anyway, your thoughts on any of that, Frank? I'm sorry I took all your time, but we got to go. Your last thoughts, and then we got to go.
Yep.
Well, I just want to give tribute to Officer Jack McLam, who passed away.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he passed away quite a while ago, a number of years ago, from cancer. Officer Jack McLam. A wonderful hero, a law enforcement officer. He hasn't been with us for a number of years. He passed away from cancer, and I just want to give tribute to Officer Jack McLam, one of the most outstanding law enforcement officers this country's ever had.
Well, very good.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you,
Daniel. God bless. And
yep, take care.
God bless you, Frank. Thank you for a call. I didn't know Jack died a while. Jeez, shows how out of touch I am.
He might have had a vaccine. Allegedly.
SV40.
Yeah.
CDC admitted that, by the way.
They did. And just look it up. SV40 in vaccines.
Sheriff Matt calls your story at Activist Post. Sheriff Matt calls on sheriffs. America has become a catastrophe. We need action. We are living in unprecedented times as millions, if not billions, of people's lives have been turned upside down. But where do we draw the line between people's rights and security? Benjamin Franklin said those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. It's a pretty powerful article by Sheriff Mack. And true.
And true.
McHenry County Sheriff says there's no capacity or desire, quote unquote, to enforce the governor's orders. Very good. More than a dozen USS Theodore Roosevelt sailors test positive for coronavirus a second time. That's a little daunting. That's a little ominous. Is this going to come around? I don't trust
the tests.
Well, I agree. I don't trust any of these numbers. You can't bet your life on any of these things.
Nothing. I don't trust anything in it.
FDA suspends Gates' backed-at-home COVID-19 testing program. Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier. That's a big sign.
It's a big sign. The dam is cracking. The dam is cracking.
We mentioned TSA to check passengers' temperature at airports. And I don't think it's going to be at every – it's going to be select airports.
Mm-hmm.
But people familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal that additional details would be unveiled in the near term. The program is expected to roll out at 12 airports next week. I'm sure Boston, New York, L.A. maybe.
Well, is it going to test just the incomers? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know. The details will roll out next week. That's what it's. Did you listen to what I said? What the story said?
Yeah, we'll do what we want.
Basically. And it will cost $20 million to implement. So it'll cost $20 million to give.
What's $20 million? The money they're spending.
Would it cost $20 million to give people a bunch of temperature guns that they can. I mean, how many do they need?
They're expensive.
I guess at least it's not thermometer like used for a dog.
Yeah.
A dog thermometer.
Come on, bend over, Frenchie.
Wow, we've degraded now. TSA agents will use handheld thermal devices and thermal sensors mounted on tripods to flag travelers if they register over 100.4. There you go. This was on video. You know, people say, oh, that's just a theory. It's a theory. The lady was on video saying this. Okay? The lady was on video saying this. All right? Top CDC official, quote, "We'll just get rid of all whites in the United States."
I saw that.
Refused vaccines.
And she was white.
A top Center for Disease Control official was caught on tape in 2016 saying that society should, quote, "get rid of all whites in the United States to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccines." Dr. Carol Baker.
Well, why doesn't she start first?
That's a very...
Set a good example.
Dr. Carol Baker, that's a very waspy, whitey kind of name, isn't it? It seems like it.
Yeah.
Carol Smith, I mean, that'd be like about the only more waspy name,
yep.
Made the alarming remarks during the Achieving Childhood Vaccine Success in the United States panel discussion. So I have a solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, Baker told the panel, "I'm not talking about hesitance. Most of them we can talk into coming to terms." To terms.
That's right, terms.
Terms. But refusers, we'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most?
The immigrants.
Bingo. Oh, my gosh, you got one. That's exactly what Dr. Carol Baker said.
Did you know when she looked in her bank account the day after, there was $1 million extra money in there? Allegedly.
Well, I'll tell you what's not alleged is that Bill Gates funded her some of her research and gave her a grant. That's true.
That's true.
China used air travel to, quote, "seed virus in early stage," top White House official says. You mean after they got the virus from America, their intelligence committee brought it over there, then they seeded it?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I think so.
So they didn't have to blame the bankers on the financial collapse and what's about to happen this fall?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty much? Just so we're clear.
Allegedly.
All right. Protests may have spread widely, cell phone data suggests. Cell phone location data suggests that demonstrators at anti-lockdown protests, some of which have been connected with COVID, are often traveling hundreds of miles to events, returning to all parts of their states and even crossing into neighboring ones. I have two feelings about this story. One is fantastic and one is very creepy. The very creepy is that they're tracking all
this,
and they're algorithming. See, they're algorithming all this, and then they're going to say, "Well, okay, can't go state to state anymore."
That's right.
The second is that people are going traveling a lot, saying, "I'm tired of this. This is ridiculous. This is great." That's conviction.
It is.
It will take conviction, ladies and gentlemen. America's sitting on our hands on our couch watching Fox News getting mad when Tucker brings on somebody will not save this country, will not perpetuate our inheritance.
Right.
It will take conviction on certain levels and saying no and getting in people's face, getting out of your comfort zone and being aggressive and transferring this body of ideas just like our founding fathers did. That's what it will take.
Mm-hmm. Just like those kids in California when they closed the
skate park.
Beaches. They said, no, we're going on it. I don't care how many cops you have.
Are you talking about when they were going to arrest the one girl and then they all went on in California?
And plus the hundreds of thousands of people that went on the beach when they were told not to go on the beach.
From Activist Post, the Rutherford Institute has warned that it will consider filing a First Amendment lawsuit if police continue to threaten a New York church with prosecution. They're threatening $1,000 fines for church holding drive-in services. Drive-in services.
Well, let them do it. Let them do it.
For holding drive-in worship services that adhere to social distancing guidelines.
Yeah.
In a legal letter to the chief of police, the Rutherford Institute attorneys point out that while federal and state governments have adopted specific restrictive measures, the current public health situation has not resulted in the suspension of fundamental constitutional rights. I hate that word. We don't have constitutional rights.
Right.
A judge, if you will honestly ask them, when you say, "I want my constitutional," they will laugh at you.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yep.
They'll laugh at you. And it tells them you know nothing about the law.
Because
you have no constitutional rights.
That's right. And then the next things out of their mouth is, "Don't bring the Constitution into my court."
Yeah. You ignorant hillbilly.
Don't you know this isn't a constitutional court anymore?
Such as religious freedom, freedom of speech, and the right of assembly. Dozens of churchgoers defy Illinois' coronavirus stay-at-home order. Great.
Man, I love it. We need millions of them to do this. Millions.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said, "Pelosi lost me when, quote, she has $1,200 checks for illegal immigrants." Yeah, my aunt was, I talked to my aunt who
did she get her money yet?
My cousin finally got her business money.
Excellent.
Was it 3 months late?
Well, at least you got it.
We do have, who's our caller? I'm sorry, Todd. Who'd you say? Oh, Thomas, Florida. Let's get Thomas on. Thomas in Florida, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. Well, thank Thomas. You for having me on. Can you hear me?
There he is. There he is. Yep, I can hear you now. We got you.
Okay, great. Is Richard Mack going to be live today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, no, not really. It's just I was hoping maybe I'd get on when he's on. But anyhow, maybe you can run this
by. Do you want to hold over?
Yeah, hold over.
Do you want to hold over until he comes on?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
It's up to you.
Should I call back or just hold over?
Todd said just have you call back. Just call back.
Okay, I'll call back when he's on.
Is there anything you want to say now? We got you here. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to preface your question?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I was going to say to him. You know, he's always, he's basically one of the first people that we've basically said, look, the sheriff is the most powerful entity in the county, and what I'm thinking here is, everybody's kind of maybe overthinking what just happened in this country, because standing back and thinking about it, I'm going, wait a minute, we have just been handed the whole answer to our situation on a silver platter. And it goes like this. Every governor, every sheriff, every police chief, every mayor, every county commissioner, every whatever, all these people are elected office holders, correct? You elect your mayor,
yes.
You elect all these people are elected.
Yeah.
That means they've all taken an oath of office.
Which yes,
means they have to basically, defend the Constitution of the United States and the state and whatever.
That's what they swear to, yes.
Right. So what could be better? Under our law, under our Constitution, if you violate your oath of office, you are guilty of treason, sedition, etc., right? That's
Thomas,
true, right?
Yeah,
Thomas, you're making way too much sense.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say here.
No,
Why don't you call back?
Call back
when he. Let's bring this up when he comes on, because
yeah.
I don't want to do this twice.
Okay, I'd love to do that.
Yeah,
please
great.
Do.
I'll call back.
Right, absolutely. Thank you,
bye.
Thomas.
Right.
Very good. Texas prepares for pandemic first jury trial by Zoom. So now they're going to do trials by Zoom. So you don't look your accuser in the eye anymore.
I would say ask for a mistrial. I got a right to look at my accuser.
You can't drag people down to the courthouse and make them sit together for days at a time. Texas Supreme Court Justice Nathan Hecht said in an interview, it's just too much. Well, then you don't have court.
That's right. You cancel it.
Then you don't have court. Court doesn't serve us.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't serve court. Court serves us.
Right.
Anyway, if that's too dangerous.
That's the way it used to be and should be. They've changed it lately.
Feds buy riot gear, increase security funding, citing pandemic. Oh, you don't think they're getting ready for unrest?
They're getting ready.
You don't think that they've done these algorithms that unrest is coming to this country in the foreseeable future?
They know it.
You don't think that they're ready for all this and think this is happening?
You don't think we're not ready for that, too?
Well, there's one thing being ready and then mentally ready, and just you're never ready, but I guess you're ready as you can be. 100,000 crew members still remain trapped at sea on cruise ships. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my. And from what I heard, they keep them in the room, so it's got to be a nightmare.
Crew members have largely remained stuck. Passengers have gotten off. Oh, these are mostly crew members, mostly. Oh. During the prolonged isolation, the virus continues to spread through the ships. How do they know? They got tests? How come they got tests and nobody else does?
I wouldn't trust them tests. If I was close to...
And now they're saying they're going to stop paying them. I'd say, well, I guess I'm jumping off the boat.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. If I was close to land,
I'm a quarter mile to shore. I think I can make it.
Yeah, I can swim.
I will take my chances with the sharks.
I'm out of here. I'm sick of you guys.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
New York changes COVID-19 methodology to undercount nursing home deaths.
Oh, they overcount every other death. So at nursing home, they're going to reevaluate.
Well, because they told they wouldn't let them go to the hospital. So
I know.
And now they feel bad because it's becoming a PR
nightmare.
It sounds
like it might be a murder.
Gold climbs to 7-year high. big news. U.S. malls paying companies tax breaks to pull supply chains from China. In the webinar, Daniel asked on very important point, both these two stories. The regionalization, globalism is dead.
Dead.
Globalism is dead. Go to Staples, Walmart, Office Depot, whatever, and ask for a webcam or other certain things. Just say, I want to buy a webcam. You got any webcams? No. What do you mean, no? When are you going to get some? I don't know. That's what they'll tell you, or some story, or maybe they'll say weeks or whatever. Because they can't get it from China, Malaysia, Philippines, wherever. Globalism is dying.
Mm-hmm.
That means this. That's idea. That's what I'm telling you. Trump, America first. Why is it America first? Because we got to then start making all these things.
Yep.
We can do this. We can transition. This can be an amazing thing.
Yep.
We have to, must. It's more important than your life. It's more important than the air you breathe. That we pull through this transition. We pull our inheritance. Our birthright with us.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We have to pull that birthright with us. Mm-hmm. I hope the Bill of Rights is on your refrigerator. I forgot to ask. Everybody calls and I'll start asking them. They got the bill. Now they'll stop calling now.
They don't want to be put on the spot.
Tesla plans to build a new car factory in Texas. Very good.
That's good. That's good.
Face masks pose serious risk to health. Take that story, print it out, and hand it out to people at Walmart. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll report on that. Let's start doing that.
Let's do it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.